Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 44. Andrew Obregon is in custody. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth confirmed that a man involved in a chase with law enforcement in the area of Green Bay Road and the state line was Obregon and that he has been captured. Earlier this afternoon, it's believed Obregon carjacked a Chevy Spark in the town of Brighton. Law enforcement flooded the area in an attempt to find him. Sheriff Beth then said law enforcement officers from Illinois were involved in a foot pursuit with Obregon just south of the state line in Winthrop Harbor. A short time later, Beth announced that Obregon had been captured. Obregon has been on the run for about 2 weeks after the body of a Kenosha man was found in a town of Paris cornfield. At first, officials said Obregon was wanted for questioning. However, he was later named as a suspect in the death of Taiwan Anderson. In the meantime, Obregon is accused of being involved in high-speed chases, burglaries, and a robbery while eluding capture. Again, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth has announced that Andrew Obregon is in custody. One of the new initiatives for the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce involves a partnership with Racine Unified School District in what's called Higher Expectations. On WRJN's Community Conversation, RAMAC President Jim Ladwig said one of the exciting components will be wall-to-wall academies in 2016. Come October 30th, the Higher Expectations Initiative will have some 430 teachers in the business community as part of their development day.
To basically see what the business world looks like, how businesses operate, all of the different careers within businesses, because oftentimes there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And I am extremely excited about this initiative moving forward and give the district a lot of credit.
Ladwig acknowledges that college still isn't for everyone, but now especially because of the high cost and potential for debt. So helping prepare high schoolers toward eventual employment is more important than ever. Following the annual budget message from Racine Mayor John Dickert, City Administrator Tom Friedel did an overview of the proposed 2016 spending plan. Noting it's the fifth straight year of a zero increase budget because of past decisions, Friedel mentioned a slight increase in the debt service levy to pay down principal and interest, including the refinanced Wisconsin retirement system. Friedel talked about the few additions allowed to the next budget, including the need to fill a key position in city development.
We will fill the vacancy in community development manager. We left that position open since 2012, and last year we came to you and asked you to fill that because we have a demand in that department as we need to grow our economy and grow our tax base. We're also taking one position in the health department off the grant funding and putting it on the tax levy. We are able to provide a wage increase for those individuals who did not receive one in 2013, 2014, or 2015. This is very important to us as we are having a difficult time attracting new people and retaining those that we have.
The capital improvement program targets $8 million in bonding toward road projects, $2 million toward vehicle purchases, $1 million on other equipment, and $750,000 toward a new fire engine. The council's committee of the whole review process of the budget starts next Monday night. The budget public hearing is November 5th. A year in the Kenosha County Jail, followed by 3 years of probation, is the sentence given a former Bullen Middle School teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a high school student. Christopher Hemba taught tech ed when the victim's family discovered the relationship and reported it to police. Judge Bruce Schrader accepted Hemba's guilty plea to a sexual assault of a student by school staff charge, and two other charges were dismissed in return. Milwaukee will be the site of next month's Republican presidential primary debate. Fox Business Network announced it's partnering with the Wall Street Journal to host the event November 10th at the Milwaukee Theater. The debate will focus on jobs, taxes, the health of the economy, and domestic and international policy issues. The site of the Democratic debate in Wisconsin still has not been announced, with Kenosha officials urging it be held at Carthage College or UW Parkside. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.